It is a bright, sunny day at the Birmingham Zoo, and Vivek is training. The 345-pound gorilla stands at his cage door doing what seems like an elaborate form of the hokey pokey.
Shoulder. Good boy.
The incentive, Vivek's favorite treats.
You want some whipped cream?
But this is about more than just a little snack. Vivek has to learn to present his chest when asked, so his keeper and doctors can get a reading on his pacemaker.
Vivek's training consists of him presenting body parts on cue, and he will present those body parts, and what we've done is work up to him presenting his chest, and his chest is what needs to be presented at the side of the cage, and that's for us to put the wand over to read the CRT.
Primate keeper Denise Monroe. She says while Vivek is getting better about doing what she asks, training's not been easy.
Vivek, he's been stubborn in some ways because he is not as food-driven as some animals. If you don't offer him the reward that is special enough to him, he could care less about training. He would rather ignore you.
Scientists have known for years that gorillas in captivity are at risk of developing cardiac disease. Head zoo veterinarian Marie Rush says they just aren't sure why.
A very large number of gorillas, especially male gorillas over the age of 30, will develop cardiac disease. We're very fortunate in captivity that we can monitor that. In the wild, this probably happens as well.
The normal course of treatment for a great ape with a heart problem is medications similar to what you or I would take. They worked for a while for Vivek, but not long enough. A local newspaper did a story on Vivek's plight, and Rush says it wasn't long after she was contacted by representatives of Guidant, a company that makes pacemakers for humans. The rep suggested a pacemaker for Vivek.
I said, you know, we've talked about this in this business for several years, but it's not really been considered feasible in these guys because of maintenance and size and need for special equipment. Well, that led to a further discussion and the need to do something for him.
So Rush says they decided to go for it. The zoo pulled together a team of specialists from Auburn University, the University of Alabama at Birmingham, and private practice to perform the procedure on the gorilla. UAB's Dr. Neil Kay is an expert on pacemakers in humans and implanted the device in Vivek.
The anatomy of the gorilla was actually very similar to the human anatomy. As you might expect, the gorilla's muscles are bigger than a man's, but the operation went very smoothly, and what was really quite gratifying is that how well the gorilla did. He went from really being at the point of death to making a dramatic improvement.
But there was a hairy moment in Vivek's progress. He had to undergo the procedure a second time just this past spring after a tussle with his roommate, Jamie, a younger silverback. During the fight, the wires that control Vivek's heart's function came loose, but the team was quickly reassembled and the wires replaced. He hasn't had any problems since, although Jamie and Vivek don't really live together anymore. Mammal curator Marcia Reed Miller.
To this day, then, what we've made the decision management-wise in husbandry to keep them separate. We do feel that Jamie probably knows that Vivek's compromised.
While the pacemaker's doing wonders for Vivek now, it could provide a wealth of information for primate researchers in the future. All readings of gorilla hearts up to this point have been made while the animals were sedated. Vivek's pacemaker will give readings of his heart while he's awake. Those readings could help clue scientists in on why gorillas develop heart disease. But most importantly, Dr. Neil Kay says the pacemaker will make Vivek's and other gorillas' lives easier.
If these older male gorillas are dying of congestive heart failure, we may well be able to offer this and improve their quality of life and improve their numbers in captivity.
And there may be more gorillas getting pacemakers. Rush says she's getting calls from other zoos about the procedure, and there's the possibility the Birmingham Zoo could become a kind of cardiac care center for gorillas in the future.
Albeit sounding like a pipe dream, I'm hopeful that maybe in the future that is something that we could consider, and maybe it is something that we could do.
Until then, they'll have their hands full caring for their first patient.
Shoulder. Back shoulder.
I'm Rosemary Pennington.
Shoulder. Good boy. Good boy. And shy.